News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Recognised refugees are struggling to leave government accommodation. This is due to a lack of available housing. That is according to a new report from the ESRI and the EMN. And Ciara Murphy is a policy officer with the European Migration Network, which is the EMN, and joins us now. Your co-author, Ciara, can you explain what sort of is contained within this?
Sure. Yeah. So we identified quite significant challenges for people who are trying to leave government provided accommodation. So this is people who have arrived in Ireland, claimed asylum and gotten recognised. They got a positive decision. And in January, there were about 6,000 of these people who were still staying in government provided accommodation, even though they have the same entitlements as Irish citizens and should be able to move out into their own housing. And that's a really big problem for the system because, of course, the system is currently unable to accommodate some people, while some people who should be able to move on are stuck.
Okay, so it's like a backlog, isn't it? It's like a sort of a squeeze point where they can't move out of government accommodation for refugees, and therefore other people can't move into that accommodation. But I suppose, is this all housing crisis related?
It is. So one mainstream barriers like the housing crisis and other issues, but it's not just mainstream barriers. So, okay. So part of the story is the housing crisis. It's mainstream barriers like the lack of availability of properties within HAP rental limits, which lots of people struggle with. But then there's also specific barriers to this group. So things like kind of reception centres in isolated areas and kind of the system of dispersal that doesn't think long term when it's sending people out, but also a lack of clarity in local authorities about the rights and entitlements of this group, and then kind of specific issues like language barriers, discrimination that this group experience.
Okay. And that all makes infinite sense. So what I could ask you what should be done, but that might be a little aspirational. What can be done? What can be done to change this given the constraints that we have?
So the implications of some of the barriers that we found is that there are, you know, obviously the long-term kind of mainstream challenges like increasing supply of social and affordable housing, incorporating this group into planning because they have different family sizes are really part of the story. But there are also kind of quicker fixes like increasing clarity and coordination about what the rights and entitlements are of this group, kind of improving coordination and kind of having protocols to say, okay, this is how we deal with this group, this is what they're entitled to, and these are kind of the services that we provide. There are some really good practices happening at the moment. So we identified things like the Department of Children is funding a permanent local authority integration team in every single local authority, and lots of those are in place now. So potentially that will improve the coordination and kind of service provision to this group. So just to note that people are leaving. It's not the same 6,000, but people are continuously being recognised.
Okay, well. So there's an influx of people and there is some outflow, but there are obviously, notwithstanding the difficulty there. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Ciara. That is Ciara Murphy there. She's Policy Officer at the European Migration Network of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.